Yeah, yeah. As promised, right here, right now, live and direct from KXP's beautiful studios in the Seattle Center on this Juneteenth, Father's Day, beautiful Sunday in Seattle, Washington. Right here, right now, my man, Dre's.
I want to welcome everybody out today. It's your boy Dre's, Juneteenth. My guy Larry Mizell, KXP. I'm going to invite y'all to just kind of sit back and relax, enjoy some good music. Oh, yeah, and happy Father's Day. I'm so 206, you can call me the Young Mix. I'm so Northwest, I could be Kanye's kid. I'm homegrown. I remember when we lost to Mutombo, and I still can't believe that we let Griffey go. And I don't think I'll ever get over that Super Bowl. I'm still sick like when Bo ran out the tunnel. I'm so 206, I don't do in and out, I do dicks. Wait, that didn't come out right. Ish. That ain't hate, like the distance between 2 points, I'm straight. I don't swim in them oceans. I grew up around blues and reds. Brothers killing brothers. Why be afraid of rainbows or other colors? If it wasn't for Larry, I'd be a stranger to the stranger. Don't talk to the cops, I got that Silas Black anger. Not PMS, but DMS'd. We gon' pop champagne till we rest. Use my central intelligence to count these black stacks. But we ghetto children, so we know how to do the math. Be self, pop these vitamin D's, cause that narcotic will turn you into a massive monkey. I ain't have a choice like Royce, Quincy and Ray back in the day. On this mic, I'm hard, sipping this lemonade. Use my gift to gab like Simone, not Nina but Raz. The only palaces I know is Shabazz. Dre's is a chasm, my roots stretch back to Zulu, like Cecil the Lion, but this kitty is not a woo. I know they say I'm fatal, but counting this Luciano, this rich kid will still be fly when I'm 84. You might have bars, but I got Mac Lamo. Cue up the bass, the alto, and the Lizzy Soprano. This song been over, this is ego. I get dissatisfaction from tooting my horn like I'm old. I'm self-titled, numero, Jake Uno. Eat some Lachelle, maybe nachos, pinning Picassos. Letting this thing go to my head. If he wasn't my brother from another, I really will run for the ghetto prayers. South End, Central District built, man. Mecca 206 like Tony, crawling out of my shell, man. Aniche, I see more spots than Cun Love back in the day. Probably never make it to that 93.3, but I bounce on the cube to the apple like I'm Eddie. I used to have more gang, C-A-V-E, now I'm solo dough. Rest in peace, that's over 50 shoutouts. Learn your history, count it up, it's all there, D-R-A-Z-E-E. To be young, the CD is my home, the South End is my throne, and I'm Seattle's own. Let's go. Hey! Right back and forth in your car and whatnot. Is that alright? Da 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 da. Da, 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 da. I was born in the Central District, raised in the South End. I'm a homegrown kid, 206 living. Used to play flyers up when I lived up on Union. Pushed it out to Orcas and eventually the Kenyans. Didn't have much but thankful for all we was given. It was our hood until Wheaton Seed crept in. And the blacks went naked and gentrification came. Garfield, Franklin, robberies ain't even the same. Mark my words, gonna be white boys all in the team. I don't reminisce when I drive through this hood, I feel pain. I ain't proud of these new developments, I feel shame. I ain't trying to preach at these Brunk brothers, just spit game. I hear kids the new South End and the South End's the CD and the CD. It's just a thing of the past. I remember Sammy's Burgers, Soul Food down at Helen's, Holly Hill back when Deuce 8 was full of felons. Now the streets is naked. Yeah, they claim it, but nobody bangs it. My man called me from the joint. I said, this thing is changing. He said, young homie, what you mean? I said, I can't explain it. They moves us around like an experiment. The city ain't the same, Southend ain't the same. All around the world I see the same, same thing. Herding brothers like cattle, I swear it's so strange. Picket signs don't change minds, they laughing at our pain. Brooklyn ain't the same, Harlem ain't the same. All around the world I see the same, same thing. Black men in the White House and ain't nothing changed. Playing checkers with our lives. Okay, I get it. It's supposed to be the melting pot. But am I wrong for wanting to live around my own? Luttering in the park. Brown bag sipping slap. Boxing dice game. Fried chicken from Richlands. I drive by tooting my horn. What up, pimping? This is the town in 95. Good living. Sewer Park was popping. The Black Fest. The Soul Fest. Rose from Ezell's. Man, them things was so fresh. Used to own our homes. Now we're just renters. Got mothers moving south like birds for the winter. They asked my mama to sell her house. She said no. Then we had to shake when them property taxes rose. I know you say you ain't the ones in them white sheets, but these suits and ties is similar to me. Don't try to paint me as a black man who's angry. If you get my community, it's hard to build a legacy. Now I can ride the troops, but I just deal with it. I see through you, greed, power, and privilege, yo. I can ride the troops, but I just deal with it. I see through you, greed, power, and privilege. The city ain't the same, Southend ain't the same. All around the world, I see the same, same thing. Hurting brothers like cattle, I swear it's so strange. Picket signs don't change minds, they laughing at our pain. Brooklyn ain't the same, Harlem ain't the same. All around the world I see the same, same thing. Black men in the White House and ain't nothing changed. Playing checkers with our lives, but I'm seeing through the game. Peace, y'all. I hope y'all like that. We're gonna jump into another one real quick. Seattle Sweeties. And this one is actually one of my singles that I released a couple months ago. Shout out to the people over at Cupcake Royale. We did a partnership with them, and they essentially created cupcakes to represent the diversity of beauty in women in the Northwest. And so this song is to the beautiful women of my area, because I think the women out here are beautiful. Let's do it. All up in your guts. Savor the many sweet tea flavors that I have touched. My caramel delights, chocolate lattes and such. Dudes come in from out of town and can't get enough. Let's go. I love the LA women. I crave the Georgia peaches. The caramel skin tones of the women down in Miami. The attitudes in Brooklyn. The sisters up in DC. I got a thing for these Seattle sweeties. Women dipped in pure cane sugar. Soft as velour, how I adore, girl, you are winning. My jazz cinnamon, butter skin with them hazel eyes. Just trying to pick your brain, not slide between them thighs. To bask in your presence, see I marvel at your essence. Bodies handcrafted by God, your effervescent. See why these broads is hating, but cease from all that drama. What goes around comes around in your body banging like karma. I know I'm slick with words, but queen, I never sell you dream. See, I created this anthem to build your self-esteem. Now you deserve to smile and pose and stun on all these. Shout out to the sweeties taking selfies at the Dre shows. Ain't you the Dookie Cafe who used to run the town? Yeah, but I had to go solo cause I was Bobby Graham. They say we love you, Dre, you got so much attitude. I love you too, baby, I try to show them gratitude. I love the LA women, I crave the Georgia peaches. The caramel skin tones of the women down in Miami. The attitudes in Brooklyn, the sisters up in DC. But damn, I got a thing for these Seattle sweeties. Ladies start showing skin and my dudes pulling they ones out. All this eye candy can fool with your boys' focus. I ain't even pop, they already tryna throw me there, yeah. That new Drake is that thing you sip the wine to, shoddy. You don't pop your head, you slow grind to. We came up to that juvie, that Pac, that Uncle Luke. Like, somebody explain how this working thing is new. Nah, it ain't that you too good, that just ain't what you do. Only time that you throw it back, you're grinding on your dude. Respect, the body is real, the knockers is too. Won't get you no retweets, but that don't validate you. Charm is deceitful and beauty is vain. Put your class in a world of ratchets, that's why they look at you strange. Yo, I think you're underrated, I think you're gifted. Drake said it, anybody tell to the women down in Miami. Got attitudes in Brooklyn, the sisters up in D.C. But damn, I got a thing for these Seattle sweeties.
Right here on Street Sounds, Dre's with some juice behind him with the whole band and everything. I see y'all.
Yeah, trying to get loose, man. Give you a little definitely. Something, you know?
Man, I'm glad we could have you in. You know, we tried to do it a couple times.
Now, hold on. We got to say this for the people because
yeah,
they don't know.
Exactly.
Every time me and this man get together, there's like a sports.
Like the massive final sports
right.
show off.
So like the first time we got together was the Seahawks had just lost the Super Bowl.
Oh, yeah.
And I came down.
Oh, that was rough.
And we didn't even say a word when you opened the door. We just looked at each other. Yeah, we just looked at each other, shook hands, and was like, man, I'm out, man. And then last year we got together when the Seahawks lost to Carolina. So I was going for the Warriors, but congrats to the Cavs.
Hey, you already know.
You know, I'm not mad at LeBron. So
can't be. You know.
I'm actually proud of him. So I didn't like him up to this point. So today I'm with him. Let's do
good
it.
Good to see.
Happy Father's Day, LeBron.
Most definitely. Happy Father's Day to yourself.
Thank you, sir.
Yes,
I appreciate
indeed.
That.
So you have dropped Seattle's own. Is this your, like, you call this your proper debut or anything like that?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah, I do.
But you've been out here a while.
Yeah.
Tell some of the people about the projects, the music you've been doing up until this point.
So up until this point, like, I was first really kind of known nationwide for, like, the mixtape movies.
Yeah.
So I started doing mixtape movies. Yeah. We released one at the 4040 Club in New York, and then we got all these write-ups on Hip Hop DX and on hiphop.com. And then, you know, you don't want to get pigeonholed and pegged as that guy. So
sure.
I started doing the hip, you know, making sure I was putting music out. So The Hood Ain't the Same was really like the first like notable song that I did.
Yeah.
Shout out to Macklemore for tweeting it out and getting it out to people saying this is an important record. And then the doors just started opening from there. You know what I mean? The Hood Ain't the Same is the mayor archived it with the Museum of History and Industry.
Word.
Just as something that he can say, look, let's look at this part of the city, the Central District, and say, what is this community that was historically black going to look like 50 years from now?
Sure.
So people can go down there, the Museum of History and Industry, 50 years from now, 100 years from now, open it up, look at the video, and go, wait, where's a...
Yeah. Because you're talking about it, you know, evaporating right there.
Absolutely.
You said it up perfectly. You're talking about the mayor archiving that. You know, other people have made songs about gentrification and everything that's happening in town, but the commentary that you've been dropping in your music is really just like striking a major chord, and like everybody's reporting on it. Why do you think that is?
You know, I don't really know. I think we're all captivated by it. When I wrote The Hood Ain't the Same, that wasn't what I was trying to do.
Sure.
I was just like writing a song that I thought was real.
Right.
And then I didn't even mean to do the irony on 23rd. Like, that's my latest one kind of on the topic. And I got done with this mixtape. I was done with Seattle's Own. And then I kept having conversations where everyone was irritated by Uncle Ike's.
Right.
So it starts as real conversations with real people where you're like, man, how is that happening? You know what I mean? And so literally one night I went out there on 23rd and sat down in the cool of the night, man. And it was bananas kind of watching the street and just the movement of people. Put out the pen and pad, man, and got busy. You know what I'm saying? So
that's beautiful. And it comes from real conversations and real situations. And I haven't seen a lot of rap artists in town have such a community backing where people are like, yeah, this is what we are thinking about. This is where the dialogue is right now.
Right.
What does that have to do? Like, what is it that you've done that engenders that kind of support and just resonance throughout the town?
You know, I think me personally, when my approach to music is very, very different. So it's like, to me, it's about balance.
Sure.
Everybody's trying to follow what you're seeing in the industry or something, right? So they're trying to do, let me write a turnip song or let me write this. I'm looking at my life and I'm saying, well, I'm a dad. my music should reflect that, right? I'm engaged to be married. That means that I'm trying to walk into a commitment, right? Yeah. The music should reflect that. My family's from Zimbabwe. It should reflect that. Yeah. I'm from the South End in the Central District. Yeah. I represent that. So how do I create music that encapsulates all of that? So I'm not just one of some people like, well, write another one about gentrification. No, that's not. The Seattle Zone is about, like, the total Seattle. Yeah. I just played you Seattle Sweeties.
Right.
Right? It's me and Cupcake Royale. Yeah. And exactly. You know what I'm saying? And some people got mad about that. And it was just like, yo, cupcakes, man. Like, how you not, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
So, I mean, I'm trying to me, the life is about all of that. Like, we watch CNN. Mm-hmm. How come rappers is like, okay, so I'm sure 2 Chainz watches CNN at some point. Like,
I hope so.
But I don't hear that in his, and no knock to 2 Chainz, he does what he does. Sure. But I'm saying, my point is, when you get Dre's, that's what we call it, the Dre's experience. Yeah. It's about the totality and the whole life. But let's be clear, I like the party too. So that's a part of, you hear that on the record.
Right.
So, yeah.
I mean, it's a good time. It's a good living, as you say, all over that record.
Yeah.
Most
yeah.
definitely.
Yeah, absolutely.
So what's next? You've wrapped up Seattle Zone. It's been working for some months now.
Yeah.
You must be working on something new.
I mean, I got a ton of things coming up, right? So in the right immediate future. So the Irony on 23rd is really, really big and huge, and people really want it. And everybody's been trying to get, like, me and the owner of Uncle Ike's together.
Oh, wow.
And so as of now.
A summit.
Right. Well, it's going to be a town hall meeting coming up.
Okay.
So I actually got a chance to. Me and him got to put words to each other, you know what I mean, and sit down like men and have real conversation, and that was cool. And so I wanted to do a town hall, invited him. He said he would graciously come. It's something where I want to speak to this issue in front of our community as well as every community, right? So how do we have a conversation where everyone's in the room and we can have a conversation and whatnot? So that's coming up in a couple of weeks. It's like right around the corner.
That's amazing. You should let me know further about that. If you want to come in and talk about that, we can talk about that. Because that's crazy that art can grant access to a conversation that normally just wouldn't even happen. It's just like, well, no, I'm getting money, so go over there.
Right.
You know what I mean?
And most people would be like, when we think about these conversations, we're like, well, we need to talk, but we never talk.
Yeah.
There's no venue to do it.
Yeah.
So that's coming. I'm not done with Seattle's Own, so to me, I'm like, my music's like an onion. To me, since Seattle's Own, the mixtape's been out, I've released one single since it's come out.
Right.
So prior to it coming out, there was The Hood Ain't the Same and Seattle Sweeties.
Yeah.
But I just released The Irony. We just hit over 50,000 hits online with that.
Crazy video.
Yeah, we're going to hit 60 by the end of this week. I'm confident of that because we are like 57,000 right now.
Yeah.
And then after that, I have another video. A couple of videos I'm dropping back to back.
Dope.
So ain't nobody talking about no real ish is coming out next. And
okay.
So I got that from D'Angelo. It was a interview that he did, and he was reflecting on music, and he was like, ain't nobody talking about no real.
Yeah.
And I was like, yo, man, that's a song to me. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So I got that. Couple of summer singles, working on a tour right now.
Okay.
So that tour, I can't tell you who it's going to be, but I promise you, you'll be like, oh, yeah, we got to
say that.
Yeah, this is some town hitters. We coming together to
lovely.
Do one, so.
Glad to hear it. Glad to see everything, the movement. You know what I mean? Rock solid. Dre is live and direct right here on Street Sounds. You got some more?
I absolutely do. Let's get into some music.
Let's
get into some music. We're going to take y'all. Man, let's go to 23rd real quick, man. Let's take them straight to the block. Say that 23rd is booming, man. 23rd is ruined. 23rd psalm in my palm, and it's so confusing. The book says he makes us lie in green pastures. This can't be what he mean. I mean, I'm looking for answers. Tired of flipping chapters, praying, waiting for raptures. Shout out to Y King, but where are the pastors? Ed Murray says there's so many contributing factors, and everybody's like we putting greens at the masters. I guess it's just too much irony for me. I don't judge those who smoke. Half my dudes smoke weed, I mean. It's just too much irony for me. The church and the weed house, separated by 2 feet. There's kids who play in this building. I don't care what you believe. The mosque, the synagogue, the schools shouldn't be next to places like these. All this greed, this lust, this insatiable appetite, your conscience seared, the inability to sacrifice. 2 feet? That's not even a wingspan. Are we so gone that we can't practice a little discretion? There's nothing to think about. This is not okay. And what the hell are these politicians thinking anyway? We pay taxes too. 2030 is all toe up. Then our businesses fail. I guess the hood is for sale. The enemy is faceless. And it's the system that rapes us. Empty bike lanes. I guess the hood needed a facelift. I play the hood ain't the same. And they call me tasteless. Followed by the classic line. Dre's, I'm not a racist. Well, I'm so relieved you said it. It must be true. But it would really help if your actions would speak for you. My bad. It's way too much irony for me. I heard that Earls is leaving. That's why I got that Saks grieving. We was redlined in, but now we blackballed out. So they can sell green. Had to paint the flag on the crosswalk for ourselves. It's way too much irony for me. Ike may be kin to you, but he's no uncle to me. I gave my heart to God in that church. I ain't pushing religion. I watch families restored and folks overcome their addictions. I walk these streets praying for crackheads and fiends like they was my own. So Ike is no uncle to me. How many brothers went to jail on these corners for moving dime bags in a week? He doing what? A couple hundred grand? Montana said, we went to jail for the same thing. I guess white is right. It makes me want to sing. Isn't it ironic? Don't you think? Now we can sit around all day and talk about this Europe and, but if you shop there, I mean, you're just as guilty as him. This is just me. No bullhorn, a picket sign. One human to another asking if you would politely decline. Is it possible to be socially responsible at the same time? There's other shops on the hill. It's like a 5-minute drive. These gentrifiers are liars. It's greed, masters, care. Painful watching my words fall on these deaf ears. And it screams with irony. These Union Street hustlers have become this man's customers. I guess it's too much irony for me. The place of our ruin is a street called Union. Man, the irony. And it screams with irony. Give him some soul, Jason. This being Juneteenth, it's an amazing day. This represents the day that slavery actually was abolished, which is a big deal for me. When we talk about slavery, we're talking about a system, right, that kind of locked African Americans out of the American dream. That system still lives on today, and a lot of people don't know that. We like to call it the jail, the incarceration system. Right. Well, right now in this country, well, in this city, let's just go with this city, right? So African Americans make up what, about 4% of the population, yet there's a ton of us in jail. When I wrote this song, it's about African Americans who went to jail for selling weed. And on the same corner, we see somebody of a Caucasian influence being able to do the same thing. I don't think this is right. The rest of the country is sitting around looking at Seattle, trying to see what we're going to do about this situation. Are we going to step up? Are we going to do something? Weed's not legal beside anywhere but here and in Denver. To me, when we call ourselves progressive, how can we possibly be progressive if African Americans are continuing to be locked out of an industry where others are a part of it? My hope is that people will stand up on their own. I'm not no politician or nothing like that. I'm just an artist. But my hope is that somebody will really care. Care enough to look at Uncle Ike's and just drive right past it and go to the next shop. Irony on 23rd, man. It feels really weird to be here with nobody clapping, so we just gonna clap on our own, right? It's just us in here clapping. Right, snap, right? Snap, my guys. All right, we're gonna do one more, man. This is Father's Day, right?
Yeah.
So I got a surprise for the people. I brought my baby girl in here. Come here for a second, mama. So it's my little girl. I wanted to say what's up to the people. Say what's up, man. It's Seattle. Say hi.
What's good?
What's good? You know what I'm saying? Yeah. That's that Garfield high coming out of her. We're going to do a joint together called Children of the Light. I think she is one of those. And this is just written to people, everybody saying, really to embrace that light and whatnot. And so our family from Zimbabwe, I've always tried to connect her with that piece of the culture. She's an amazing dancer. She could tear this floor up if we brought in the djembe drums and the congas and let her. But for now, we're going to get on this mic and get busy. Let's do it. My children of the light, born in the center, but steady striving to do right. My people are warriors, all we know is to fight. Praying they seek God in everything I write. Yeah, yeah, we're all children of the light, born in the center, but steady striving to do right. People are warriors, all we know is to fight. Praying they seek God, and I'm tired and dumb and damn. The hot new Sam, shut off the radio. I'm thinking, long live the underground, long live the dreads, the tattoos, the gold chains. We see the agenda, but we refuse to change. When I come like this, they can't do nothing with me. Only one spitting the real, how you ain't rocking with me. Your favorite stars selling their souls to devils. You don't give a, you just let a base in trouble. Now I'm accused of looking for trouble. In this Nicki Minaj world, I need clear Huxtable, yeah. I'm not televised, I must be the revolution. I'm not publicized, I must have a solution. My rhymes is right, all I'm lacking is execution. A little cash, some marketing, and some distribution. I ain't no racist, but how a white man playing Moses? So much for progress, yeah. Where are my children of the light? Born in the center, but steady striving to do right. My people are warriors, all we know is to fight. Praying they seek God in everything I write, yeah, yeah. We're all children of the light, born in the center, but steady striving to do right. My people are warriors, all we know is to fight. Praying they seek God in everything I write, yeah, yeah. We're all my children of the light,
born in the city, but steady striving to do right. My people are warriors, all we know is to fight. Praying they seek God in everything I write, yeah, yeah. We're all my children of the light, born in the city, but steady striving to do right. My people are warriors, all we know is to fight. Praying they seek God in. They call me the youngest daughter. I see I'm just my father's daughter. Like Christ, my body beaten, but I refuse to holler. Won't give them the satisfaction, but I let the tears flow. Say praying for them, Father, forgive them, they don't know. That the revolution will not be televised. Tweeted, Facebook, excuse me as I scrutinize. Out of the mouth of this babe comes perfected praise. As if you needed a sign, we in the last days. And so the revolution starts with a stroke of the pen. Not my Matthew, Mark, and all of them. Now I'm at the plate, batting clean up. And I'ma keep giving it to them until they beat me up. My My people are dying, the weapons are forking, it's bull, heart disease, genetically modified foods, radio play poison, so the people are sick, went to court, and still I couldn't find justice. Yeah, we're all my children of the light, born in the city, but steady striving to do right. My people are warriors, all we know is the fight, praying, they seek God in everything I write. Yeah, yeah, we're all my children of the light, born in the city, but steady striving to do right. My people are warriors, all we know is the fight, praying, they seek God in everything I write. Yeah.
Dre's, live and direct, right here, Street Sounds. Thank you for coming through.
Man, I appreciate you having me. I'm a little winded from that marimba, but
yeah,
you know
I
what
see
it is.
You going in.
We're getting it. So.
Real quick, if you let everybody know who's all in the room with you, holding it down.
Yo, I got the Ancient Robots here, the baddest band in the town, okay. On everything. So to my left, I got my man on the keys, RB, who is ill. Also, right here, I got Jason Bucciolato, right? I just learned his last name a while ago. You know, you just don't know those, right? My guy, Royce, on the drums. Y'all hear him killing it. Baddest drummer in the town. And then on top of that, we got my guy, Dylan, with the bass. So, yeah, this is it. Ancient Robots, Dre's. And then, obviously, to my left, gracing the microphone, Miss Nia J. To me, one of the baddest up-and-coming rappers in the city. So, just...
Say that.
Oh, we working on her mixtape, too. So a little... EP should be coming before the end of the summer.
Okay, well, we listening.
Yes, sir.
Man, thank you once again.
Man, thank you for having me. This was really, really dope, man.
It was really dope. Yeah. I know I've already gotten texts from people telling me, so.
That's what's up.
Shout out to Seattle for making Seattle's own. Shout out to you.
Yeah.
Shout out to all of y'all.
Can I say just real quick, go to my website, thedresexperience.com. On SoundCloud, the album, the mixtape is a free download, so please go pick it up.
Go get that.
Yep.
Know about it. This is Street Sounds, KXP 90.3 FM, Seattle.